April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry by Tara Chantel Hill from Marquette, a graduate of Northern Michigan University with degrees in political science and English.
This poem is called The Occidental Cypress. On the corner of Champion and Palm, snow sprays and burdens one limb of an old white cedar. Giving rise to downward force, its chances look slim, and God, do I know the weight of being ornamental. Some pretty thing to put on your mantle till you bore of it. The season gets heavy, and I remember Cypress was just a boy when he didn't mean to kill his deer. So his tears bear drippy foliage where the branches cradle low. It wasn't supposed to be that way, that certain loss. It's never felt more certain around the time of Christmas and all these myths. We fear if we let go, our branches will certainly fall. When the cypress falls, his limbs thrust wet soil, penetrates her surface, swells, and once anchors, peaks again and again. So much of what we thought was superficial. These are difficult times to grow. Plow, dig, sow, go deep. This is titled, He Won't Talk to Me Anymore. I haven't seen monarchs or the melanin in my skin for a while, and I have a problem with that. Summer is by invitation, insects wear eye spots and cryptic coloration. I read in Wikipedia, a butterfly needs some time to fill its wings with blood, then let them dry before it can fly. And it's during that time they are extremely vulnerable to predators. It's complex. And it's complex when my neighbor lets her cat out since it is pregnant and she wants it to go. But it always comes back. It comes back because she doesn't want it to. I don't know where butterflies go in the winter. I know summer smells like Mexico and it's always nice at the start of things, isn't it? Before you have that feeling. That feeling most things will leave you or die. So you ruin it or won't say goodbye. Then, butterflies use the sun to orient themselves, and this is a warm, fluid world. This one is called Homewrecker. She never wanted to be a cliche, because the dishes were high in the sink, because it's a hunger that shrinks her, the smell of the end of the lilacs, and the linger of fish from the lower harbor of Lake Superior. A garden, a fence, smoky whiskey, Lagavulin, lady slippers. It's not enough to wish it down. The laundry is about to claim her. She is a sliver, a ghost. He sees her in lavenders, full hips, flushed breasts, tiny ankles. She sees bell jars, Xanax, a therapist. Believes reality is an ontological fallacy. A therapist is the same as a preacher. And if there's a gun in her theory of hell, it's unloaded. She holds her breath. It's a veranda that changes her, a backdrop of vanity, briefcases, and deception. A stranger lances her with flowers from another country. Lips smash, limbs crash, Dave Matthews, hike up your skirt a little more because the dishes are high in the sink. Yield. She is going to guilt these stars, tells them, sir, I exist, I exist. She'll never know his legendary head. She doesn't even know herself. Maybe it's better that way. When swearing at the carpet isn't enough. You haven't made love in 2 months, and the one walks right through you. Getting even can be a thing done without underwear.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.